Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
When I'm in the car, I usually switch between three or four radio stations. But in the mornings, I typically listen to one radio station that will feature something positive that is going on in the world. They begin with playing this music clip, "Tell Me Something Good." They'll highlight stories like this. A manager at a Maryland Chick-fil-A was quick to help an elderly customer who was a regular at the restaurant. Daryl Howard was taking orders from customers when a 96-year-old World War II vet, known to the employees as Mr. Lee, came into the restaurant with a flat tire. He was shaking and on the verge of tears when he asked for help. He was able to pull his car in a parking spot, but was unable to find anyone willing to help him. So Howard handed over his duties to the other employees and helped change the tire. It took all of 15 minutes, but Mr. Lee was overwhelmed with joy and couldn't be more grateful. And I have no doubt he responded, "It's my pleasure." Tell me something good. Logan is 2 and has a condition that causes low muscle tone and stability. It's a struggle for him, and his parents were told by a physician that he needed a gait trainer to help him with walking. They weren't sure if insurance would cover it, and so, or when it would arrive, so they found directions on YouTube, a tutorial of how to make a gait trainer using PVC pipe. The couple took a trip to their local Home Depot, where they asked the store manager if he could help with the supply list. The employee told them to go get ice cream and come back in an hour. When they returned, the walker was finished and even had Logan's name written across the front of it. The couple was not charged for the supplies or the assembly of the walker. Tell me something good. Savannah Allen is a college student who wanted to follow her dreams of becoming a pediatric dental hygienist. However, she realized that being colorblind might be a major setback. When one of her instructors pointed out that she was missing spots when scaling a patient's teeth, she confided in a group of her classmates her concerns, and those classmates didn't want to see her drop out of the program. So they researched treatments for colorblindness, and they found a pair of glasses that would correct Allen's condition and raised money to buy them. They gifted her the glasses one day during class. Tell me something good. The Eastern High School boys soccer team went this week to meet the veterans returning from the honor flight to show respect and appreciation, even leading in the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance. Tell me something good. Sometimes it's nice to take a moment to be reminded of the good work that is happening in the world, especially when we hear so much of the negative. We continue to explore the work of the people as we turn to ourselves to see the work that we are called to do and the ways that we're called to live out God's love to each other in our everyday lives. Each of these stories are a small example of what's happening in the world. If we just open our eyes and see the opportunities to be active in the work of the world and the work that God is calling us to do around us, even when we don't see the opportunities. This morning's passage comes towards the end of Matthew, as there continues to be conflict with the Pharisees and the scribes. Jesus is running into some issues with the religious establishment. He's being questioned by them about his purpose, his credentials, his ability to preach and teach and call himself Messiah. Then the lawyer, of course it's a lawyer, asked Jesus which commandment of the law is the greatest. The lawyer's questions may or may not be sincere, but what happens and what he asks is near to the center of our life and experience as followers of Christ. Jesus responds to him with Judaism's most fundamental, ancient, and widely recited passage, the Shema. You shall love your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind. And unwilling to just leave it at that, Jesus adds another scripture that is like the first. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus reminds the Pharisees and the scribes and the lawyers and anyone else that is listening that our fundamental call as God's people, as Christians, is to love and care for one another. Love your God with all of your heart. Love your God with all of your being in everything that you do. Love the things that God loves. Care for those who are in God's care. And well, that's everything and everyone. Our call as Christians, as God's beloved children, is to do the work that matters, the work of showing God's love and care, not only to ourselves, but each of God's beloved children and things. So how does our work matter? What is our work? How do we enact our faith in our vocational work? Each week, we wake up and maybe drag ourselves out of bed to do the work that we are called to do, whether it be in an office, in a home, in a hospital, in a school. We get up, we get ourselves dressed, and we prepare ourselves to be in the world to complete the tasks that we have to do. This work that we have to do to pay the bills. In this work we have to do to gain an education. In this work that we have to do to run the household and raise our children. We may be tired and drained, but in that work, we're called to do a little extra. To be good people. To love one another. To grow as Christians. Our work as Christians is to incorporate our faith in each day in everything that we do, in our lives and our jobs. Do you see a coworker who looks drained and exhausted and overwhelmed? Are you praying for them? Are you asking them how you can support them or encourage them? Do you see a friend at school that's going through a hard time, who's being bullied? Do you walk with them? Do you stand up for them? Do you help them to find the ways to continue to have the strength? Do you see a parent of a screaming young child at daycare or preschool drop-off? Do you question their parenting? Or do you help them to carry their bags in and that screaming toddler in the door? Work is a part of our daily lives, whether we like it or not. In the beginning, God had to do the work to bring forth creation. Jesus was a worker, a doer. He was a carpenter by trade. He worked with his hands. The disciples worked as fishermen. Our work in the secular world matters and calls us to lead and inspire others by the ways that we take our spiritual life and beliefs into the secular world to illuminate the ways that God has called us to be God's workers. As Christians, we participate in the mission and call of God in everything that we do and everywhere that we go. We're called as Christians to work towards the kingdom of God, to work towards incorporating our faith in every step we take, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep. taking the call we're given on Sunday into Monday. We're not alone in this work. God is always walking beside us in the course of this. We're called to heal the brokenness of the world and bring goodness and mercy where we see pain and injustice. The work that we're called to do in our daily lives is not only our work and our vocation, but our work in the ways that we show God's love and grace is alive and well in this world. Our work is loving the things and the people that God loves. That is each and every person that we will come in contact with. In this passage, Jesus is asserting that love is a test of one's true understanding of the law. How do we understand this law, the scriptures that we follow as Christians and faithful disciples of Jesus Christ? Our work matters because it impacts the lives of God's beloved. Our work matters because it calls us to love our neighbors, to appreciate God's children, and to grow in relationship with God by doing the work of serving and caring and supporting the poor and the oppressed, those distant from God and those who feel alone in the world. Tell me something good. Tell me something good that is happening in your lives. Tell me something good. Tell me something good that you have done in the last week to show God's love to your neighbor, to your coworker, to your stranger. Your work matters each and every day because of the ways that we are called to love God's children, even in the ways that make us uncomfortable, but the ways that call us to grow our faith by stretching our limits of our comfort, by opening ourselves up to incorporate our faith in the work that we do in the week, and carrying out our faith, not only on Sunday, but each and every day to our coworkers and our friends. Grant Riviera was a superintendent in the high school in Marietta, Georgia. He decided to donate his first ever $10,000 bonus. Instead of pocketing the bonus, he gave the money to the Marietta Schools Foundation, which goes to students in need. A police officer in Illinois left a homeless man speechless when he gave him his own shoes after noticing the man was struggling. Officer Brian Zagorski saw the homeless man tripping as he was walking because one of his shoes was missing the sole. After briefly talking to the man, the officer realized that they wore the same size shoes. So he took off his shoes and gave them to the man to keep. The work we do matters. The small acts of kindness matter. The ways we act and we speak of our faith matters. Jesus calls us to love one another, to care for our neighbor just as God cares and loves each of us. This is the work of God's people, the work we are called to do as followers of Christ, to seek out the ways to grow in our faith, to grow in our love of Christ, by growing as neighbor and friend. Last week, we began to make this visual example of the work that we are called to do in the world. So, what did you do last week? Did you serve someone else in your work, paid or unpaid? And what will you do this week? What will you do in your work that continues to do the work of God, the work of the people, and to incorporate your faith life in your work of your vocation and the work of your faith? What will you do this week, paid or unpaid, for the work of the kingdom of God? In your bulletins, you have these small slips of paper. During the next song, I invite you to write something on this piece of paper of the ways that you will serve in the world this week, paid or unpaid. How will we continue to grow the kingdom of God? And during this song, after you have written on your piece of paper, I invite you to bring it up and add it to the wall or lay it on the communion table as your offering to God for this week ahead. We're called. God is calling us to love our neighbors as ourselves, to serve God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.